Alison will start us off with some slightly depressing news from the evening news.
Is Norwich a great or an awful place to live? Evening News readers might have wondered this week. Our final set of stories will highlight the positives, but to start, we have to report on the county's retail crime hotspot, not far from the Chatterbox office. On speeding drivers, on ketchup vandals, on dog fouling, and on a major case of fraud at a city lettings agency. Phil will begin with news from across the river from our headquarters.
Police were seen conducting an operation at a city shopping park as part of an ongoing battle to thwart offending at the worst spot in Norfolk for retail crime. Four officers and two police vehicles were spotted in King Street near the retail centre. Officers were also seen speaking to passers-by along the nearby Novi Sad Friendship Bridge. The area has been dubbed a growing concern for police regarding theft and antisocial behaviour, ASB. Norfolk Constabulary has been reviewing crime figures during the last 18 months and Riverside Retail Park has been consistently identified as the top location for retail crime in the county.
A single speed camera on Deerham Road caught more than 1,700 drivers last year, making it Norwich's top speeding hotspot. Figures show the inbound camera near the BP garage near New Cossey recorded 1,754 offences in 2024. If all drivers paid the £100 minimum fine, it would have generated nearly £200,000 in penalties. Surprisingly, the outbound camera on the same road was not the second highest. That spot went to the A140 Mile End Road camera, which clocked 1,536 speeding motorists. Cossey Councillor Sharon Blundell says she gets frequent complaints about speeding, especially on 20 miles an hour residential roads. Speeding is an issue everywhere, not just Cossey, but I seem to get more emails regarding speeding in 20 miles an hour residential roads, as these are never enforced. I'm amazed at how so many people can be caught speeding by a fixed camera that has been in place for many years.
Investigations are underway after vandals struck twice in one day, covering a children's play area and memorial garden in ketchup and toilet paper. Thorpe St Andrew Town Council took to Facebook to reveal the first incident, which food substances had been smeared across the children's play equipment in Fitzmaurice Park. Just hours later, it was discovered the vandals had struck again, this time targeting the tree memorial gardens on Laundry Lane, smearing ketchup and throwing toilet paper into the trees. The council say they have reported both incidents to the Norfolk Police, who confirmed that inquiries were ongoing.
City Hall did not issue a single dog fouling fine last year, despite people filing hundreds of reports about the smelly substance plaguing the city streets. The shocking statistic was revealed by Norwich City Council in a Freedom of Information request, which showed the authority handed out zero poo-related penalties between September 23 and August 2024. During this time, 562 reports about the problem were filed. A spokesman for City Hall said it only received seven official complaints, which are elevated reports, about dog fouling, which carries a maximum penalty of £1,000. But people living in the worst-hit streets say the problem is getting worse and they're calling for more action to be taken to tackle the issue, such as installing signs and CCTV. Liam Calvert, Green Party councillor, said the number of reports made directly to the council's website since 2022 is 1,537, with Heathgate, Denmark Road and City Road most blighted areas. But a spokesman for the council said that incidences of dog fouling were relatively low.
A woman in her 40s has been arrested after an allegation of fraud involving a city letting agency. The woman from the Norwich area was arrested following reports of a fraudulent activity linked to letting agents TIILI. TIILI ceased trading at the end of last year and is now being placed into liquidation. The letting agent's been accused by local property owners of owing them tens of thousands of pounds in rent money, as well as failing to hold their tenants' deposits in secure deposit schemes, claiming the money has now gone missing. The woman was arrested and interviewed at Aylsham Police Investigation Centre in connection with an allegation of fraud made to police by PropertyMark, a leading membership body for property agents. She's been released on police bail. PropertyMark terminated TIILI's membership in June last year and said an internal investigation into the letting agent is ongoing. Alison will now introduce the first of our selection of letters published in the Evening News this week.